Piper, brother and sister, first, Napier, New Zealand. September 27, 1893. Mr. and Mrs. I. and M. Piper Patone, New Zealand. Dear friends, this evening I have received a letter from you, making inquiries in regard to Nina Piper. I will write all particulars as you requested me to do. When on the train on our way to Napier, Nina had a violent attack of nosebleeding. I understood at once that something was not right. I made inquiries and learned that she had not been regular in her monthly periods and had scarcely any show. We saw that she bloated and looked very large, but did not menstruate as she should, and we felt troubled about her. We knew that if she was careful for a time and would take treatment, such as sitz baths, and a remedy I gave her for this very difficulty, she would probably come out regulated and right. After knowing the above, I concluded that it would not be safe to take Nina with us, where at times she would be more or less exposed when we travel, either by train or steamer, and when attacked with such violent nose bleeding, we could not give her proper treatment. We counseled with Nina and told her all about this. We were expecting to go to Auckland, and I was in uncertainty as to what to do. I did not like to have Nina separate from us, and yet I did not think it wise to take her too far away from her home, fearing that exposure of traveling on cars and boats and continual changing would make it impossible to do those things for her, at the right time, that I knew ought to be done. Unless Nina could be regulated in the matter referred to, it would not be safe to place her in school, for it might cost her life. I had no intimation of this state of things when I proposed to take Nina with me. We are so situated that we cannot give proper care to one that needs treatment that should not in any case be neglected. When we were at Parramatta, just out of Wellington, Sister Tuxford proposed to Nina that after we were gone, Nina remain with her, and then when Grandma Charlton should come to Napier, that Nina accompany her. This Nina considered would be a good plan, and before she would have fully entered into it, no doubt, she would have consulted you. And yet Nina thought that her parents would be in harmony with this plan. But when I asked Nina to go, this consideration was not referred to you. About 2 weeks ago, it was supposed that we would not have our camp meeting in Auckland, as had been anticipated last fall, on account of the plans being changed. Then I wrote to Sister Tuxford, asking her if she still desired Nina to accompany her mother, and if so, we would let Nina go with her from Hastings to Napier, and remain with her at her home in Napier for the present. Since the plans were being changed, we did not know but we might be called away to Melbourne. We knew the work could not be hard at Sister Charlton's home, as there would only be the two of them, and at the present, this was the best opening we could see for Nina. I could not bear the responsibility of Nina's case, and would not have taken her in the first place if I had known about this. Nina is the same good, helpful girl as she has been. I love the dear child, for she is a Christian and of an amiable disposition. But when I need one to help, I must have one who will not be a constant source of worriment. I gave up my niece, who was my nurse and treatment girl, because she did not seem to have sound health, and I left her in good care at the school in Melbourne. I cannot have the responsibility of taking those with me who, through a little exposure, might endanger their health. I do not demerit Nina in the least. Since the above decisions were made, we received a telegram from Elder Olson, the president of our general conference, and he expects to be with us at our New Zealand camp meeting. It is decided that we hold our camp meeting at Wellington, and we do not expect to go to Auckland. The camp meeting will begin about November 23rd, and we shall be in New Zealand until some time in December. I do not want you to think that Nina has not done the right thing, for we have no fault to find with her at all. We would be glad to have Nina with us, but we cannot possibly give her the attention that is needed. We thought with special directions she could do much for herself, and exercise is no injury to her, if she will do those things that she ought to do, and which she can do, in the little family of two at Sister Charlton's. Nina is a precious, dear, good child, and needs to be cared for now and placed under the most favorable circumstances. I promised Nina that I would write to you, and now I have given you full particulars.